Hello?
Good evening, sir. My name is Carlos. We're just conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind and share your opinion and be brief? Do you or does any member of your household work for a new radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign? Anybody in your house?
No.
And start thinking ahead. Which of the following best describes how would you vote in the general election for the President, the U.S. Senate, and the Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely to vote, or not at all likely, or you're not registered?
Definitely will.
Thank you, sir. And sir, with which political party are you registered with? Democrat, Republican, or no party affiliation?
Independent.
Thank you, sir. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Sir, are you or any member of your household, immediate family, I'm sorry, from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And what is your main racial background? African-American, Asian, white, Spanish?
White.
And is your age between 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
46 to 55.
Thank you. Now, sir, if the election for the Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how are you likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Are you definitely voting for the Democrats, probably, leans likely to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican, or probably vote for the Republican, or leans likely to the Republican?
I don't know. I got to do more research.
Understood, sir. You don't lean towards anybody right now?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, sir, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you might be familiar with. Can you please indicate whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? And if you have no opinion or never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Scott Boyd, do you recognize the name?
Yes.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
I don't know. What do I have? Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Or very favorable. Somewhat. Okay.
Somewhat.
How about Aaron Huntley? Same question. Somewhat favorable, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? No opinion?
What
or never
was
heard
name?
Of it? Aaron Huntley?
I never heard.
Okay. And Carolina,
Messi?
Yeah.
What's the downside of unfavorable?
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Let's go very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. How about Kamala Harris? Same questions and options.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. And Leonard Spencer? Do you recognize the name?
Don't recognize the name.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, sir, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate? If you have to decide today, I know you're going to do some research, but for the sake of the research.
Yeah, but that one's easy. If it's just those two, I would vote for Harris.
Thank you. Definitely or probably vote for Harris?
Probably.
Okay.
Not for Trump.
Understood. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Carolina,
nope.
Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, if they were the only two?
I'd probably go, well, I don't know. I would have to do some research on that.
What's Spencer's first name?
Leonard?
And
no, Leonard. Leonard or something like that.
Leonard. Okay,
Leonard Spencer. Thank you, ma'am. So you don't need to search any of them? You will do some more research, as you say?
I will do more research.
Okay.
Caroline has been in our district, and I've seen her stuff. I just don't hold a high opinion.
Understood. As you may know,
that's not to say I wouldn't vote for her, so.
I understand. Thank you, sir, for sharing that opinion. As you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Mesty was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing.
I had no idea.
Illegally notarizing her own signature and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Anesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Now, Representative Anesty has denied any wrongdoing, say these false charges were created by her political opponents and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for the Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Ms. Carolina Anesty, the Republican, or Leonard Spencer?
Leonard Spencer.
Leonard, thank you, sir. Would you say that you're definitely voting for Mr. Spencer, or probably?
That would be a probably. Again, people are innocent until proven guilty. But
the school that her family has started is such a sham.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me that there's those charges.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. Now, due to the state representative Anesty arrest, there has been discussion that she would resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for this seat. You will now be asked about the two potential Republican candidates who will run in the November election. Now, if the election for the Florida State House were held today, from who would you vote? Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, if you have to choose?
If I have to, again, I don't know about Leonard Spencer yet. So just going with what I know, I'd probably vote Scott Boyd.
Scott Boyd. Okay, probably. Thank you, sir. So you lean towards Mr. Boyd, right? Now,
I'm leaning to, I got to do the research still, and I at least know where he stands, so.
It's a long way from here to
November. It's a long way from
here to November. If the election for the State House were held today, from who would you vote?
From who would you
Eric
vote?
Huckley,
Eric
the
Huckley,
Republican candidate?
The Republican candidate?
Leonard Spencer,
the
Democratic candidate.
The Democratic candidate.
I don't know either name, so I couldn't tell you outright one or the other.
But you don't lean to any of them? Let's say you have to choose today, just for the sake of a reason.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd flip a coin.
Understood. We can finish this up.
If you want to, you can flip a coin on my behalf and pick one.
No. It's your opinion that matters. But let's finish this up, sir. Just a few more questions for classification purpose only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for who did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
I voted for Biden.
Okay. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say that you always vote for Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do for Republicans, or usually vote Republican, or always vote Republicans?
It depends. If there's an independent candidate, quite often I lean Libertarian, and which I did in the 2016 election. But 2020 didn't offer a third party that was good enough. In the past, I've leaned probably Republican.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, a moderate, or conservative on your political belief?
Moderate. Leaning liberal, is that how you're describing?
Can you pick one just for the sake of a research?
Moderate.
Okay. Thank you. Yep. What is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? High school, some college graduate?
We'll go with some college.
Business and College. Okay. And, sir, thank you very much. This concludes our survey. It's been a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of the evening. You have a good holiday.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Thank you, sir.